people say, don't they, about F1 sometimes, it can be a little bit dull and a little bit processional. And sometimes this season we've had a little bit of that, but the track, it didn't rain during the race, but it rained before the race, so the track was damp. And as the track was damp, it means we were slipping and sliding all over the place, which meant it was absolutely thrilling. Honestly, people were crashing all over the place, off the lead chain several times. It was kind of edgy seat stuff, it really was.
And for Lewis Hamilton to get the win now, because there are still three races left, so to get the win now, it's pretty incredible stuff, really.
Yeah, it is. And do you know what? It's quite tough being a Lewis Hamilton fan. I'll let you know, really, because the first time he won the championship, that was proper edgy seat stuff. 2008 when he won it, and he literally won it on the last corner of the last race of the season. And it was, I had no nails left. I was a nervous wreck by the end of it. Last year, of course, when he won his second, he left it to the last race to win it, and of course, it was going to be either him or Nico, and didn't know which way it was going to go. This year, he's won it with like races to spare. It was great, really good.
Well, this is his third title win. Where would you say this puts him in the grand scheme of Formula One? Because I know it's the likes of Jackie Stewart who've got three championship wins. But then you look a bit higher up and you see that, well, there's then Michael Schumacher, who I think was on seven. But where is he placed in the grand scheme of F1 history?
Well, he's only 30. That's the thing about Lewis Hamilton. He's won three already. And Nigel Mansell didn't win his first till he was 39. So he's got a few years left in him. He could certainly, I reckon, challenge Schumacher for that seven. He really could. And I think they've always kind of thought Lewis Hamilton was going to be a great driver when he started. In his first season, he was challenging Alonso, who was considered to be brilliant. And people were like, who is this kid? And I think he had a few barren years in the McLaren, but I think now he's in the Mercedes team. I think chances are they'll dominate next year as well. Who's to say he's not going to get four, five, six championships kind of next few in a row at least, anyway. I think it's kind of the Hamilton era at the moment.
What about after the Hamilton era, looking sort of a few years into the future, what are the British drivers looking like they might do well? Because I saw last week there was a lad who's going to start racing next year whose name was Jolyon, which slightly amuses me. what do we know about Jolyon and the other British drivers who are up and coming?
Yeah, he's done well in the feeder series to F1, and he's joining Lotus next year. Lotus aren't a bad team. He could start pretty well, to be honest with you. And if he's good, and obviously in the team that people will notice him, he could quickly move up to the ranks. He's certainly an interesting prospect. Jenson Button is kind of, I guess next is possibly his last year. He'll be, 36, and he's been a kind of good ambassador for the sport. So I guess Button's sort of on his way out. Hamilton is at his peak. And, we've got a few drivers coming through. I think we'll be all right for the next few years. I think we're on a sound footing for the Brits.
Now, you've also mentioned about how Formula One, some people might argue, is a bit processional at times.
Yeah.
And quite often what Formula One does is to remove the procession element is change a load of rules as they go between the seasons and bring a whole load of new ones in for the next time. So as an F1 fan who watches all the racing, what rule would you like to see changed that would help make things better for next year?
Well, there's all this thing about the engines at the moment. The engine is the kind of thing, really, which is the Mercedes have the best engine in F1, which is why they're dominating. And if you haven't got a Mercedes engine, pretty much you can write it off. I think they should be allowed to tinker with their engines more. All these rules and regulations, they can't touch the engines in the season, they can't test them, which means, if you've not got a good engine at the start of the season, that's pretty much a year written off. So if it was me, I'd say, let them tinker with the engines, let them, develop them. Because wouldn't it be great if Ferrari, which possibly they could be, will be as good as Mercedes next year? That could be one hell of a battle.